Well, welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, we continued our series in the Gospel of John, and we were looking at John chapter 8, and there Jesus tells us something truly incredible about himself. Jesus says to us, "I am the light of the world." And one of the things that we spent some time talking about in Mount Vernon was that you and I each have the opportunity to choose to trust Jesus. And as an overflow from that, we also get to choose to daily and actively walk in the light. And I know that you've had experiences, whether you woke up in the middle of the night or whatever, we've all had experiences walking in the darkness. And if you have done that before, you know that when you are walking around in the darkness, bad things happen. Like you stub your toe, you hit your knee, you trip and fall. Like bad things happen when you walk in the dark. And the same is true in our spiritual lives. And you and I have the privilege and opportunity to walk in the light. And so that raises an obvious question. In the physical realm, we understand how that works, right? If it's dark, we turn on the lights, we get out our iPhone and turn on the flashlight. Like we have ways to get around physical darkness. But in the spiritual world, how does that work once we've trusted Jesus? And I just want to offer you two things this morning for you to think of as you think about the privilege that you have to walk in the light of Jesus Christ. And the first is time in the Word and time in prayer. So God has given us His Word, and His Word, the Psalm says, is a lamp or a light to our feet. It shows us the way. It shows to us God's will for our life. It shows to us God's character. It reveals to us the gospel that tells us how we can be reconciled to God through trusting His Son. And so one of the most important daily habits that you and I can have is to be in the Word, whether it's 5 minutes a day or 30 minutes a day or 60 minutes a day. I would encourage you to have a daily habit of getting into God's Word. And I would encourage you or challenge you, whatever you're currently doing, I'd ask you to pray about adding 5 minutes to that. And for some of you, that means you're going to start doing it 5 minutes because you're at zero right now. Some of us were already at 30 minutes. That's awesome. Praise God. If you're wherever you are, my challenge to you would be add 5 minutes of time in the Word of God to your daily routine. That's the first thing. And the second thing that I want to encourage you in as you seek to walk in the light is to be connected to biblical community. And at LifePoint, we do that through life groups. And life groups are so vital for your spiritual growth because a couple things are going to happen when you're involved in a life group. The first is that you're going to have a relational connection to other people. And that connection helps you not to walk in darkness, but to walk in light because those people are going to be loving you, praying for you, sometimes challenging you to take steps of growth. And that's one of the big things that God uses in our lives to help us grow. But the other thing that happens in life groups is you're going to get to know people well enough that you're going to come to conclude that they actually love you and that you might even be able to share with them some of the stuff that you don't share with other people very regularly. You might be able to actually confess some sin to these people that you care about and you love. But here's what I know. Sin is like mold. It grows really, really well in the dark. And if you want to have a habit of walking in the light, one of the things that you need to have as a habit is having other people who love Jesus and love you that you can go to and you can confess your sin to them. And what you're going to find is that's one of the best and most important ways to walk in the light of Jesus is to be continually rooting out the sin that's in your heart and in your life. And one of the ways we do that is by confessing that sin to other believers who know us and love us. And at LifePoint, we tend to meet those other believers who know us and love us and love Jesus through life groups. And so this past Sunday, we had our life group launch Sunday. I cannot encourage you strongly enough, if you have not connected to a life group, to connect to a life group. And for those of us who are already in groups, I want to encourage you to press into those relationships and to find ways where you can love and serve the people in your group and maybe cultivate some even deeper relationships where it even becomes confessional. And so let's pray. Let's pray that God would help us to have a habit of walking in the light, in particular through regular time in His Word and through a commitment to a group of people, to community through a life group. So let's pray that now together, please. Well, thank you again for listening to the LifePoint DriveCast. We hope that you have a great day and that we see you back tomorrow on the DriveCast. God bless.